Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Luna Gaia, and this is episode 159. We're going to do a little bit of a change of pace today. So if you have never been on this podcast before, first, let me say thank you so much for being here on the podcast if this is your first time around. And this is a format that's going to be a little bit different. We're going to be short and sharp today, and because I want to give you a bit of an experience of a day in the life. What's a day in the life of this confidence coach, of a woman who has come from hating herself her entire life, working in jobs that she knew needed, like I had so much more with inside of myself. So I used to hate myself. I used to work in jobs that I didn't like. And now I'm really, let's face it, living a life of my dreams, which is pretty darn spectacular. There's always new levels, of course, but I get to live a life on my terms. And that's something that I didn't know was ever possible. And on today's episode, I want to share that with you, kind of like not necessarily the journey, but what's my mindset? What do I do every day? And how do I be every day to create this life? And how have I gotten here? That's effectively what I want to share today. On my podcast in general, here on the More Confidence with Luna Gaia show, this is all about you learning how to love yourself. As I said, I spent the first 20 years of my life learning how to hate myself. I spent the last 20 years of my life learning how to love myself. And, well, I'm about to turn 40. I've just turned 40, actually. And, you know how it takes you a little while to realize that? I'm now 40, so the next 20 years of my life, well, I'm on a mission. You know, I'm on a mission to spread this message as far as wide as I possibly can. How many lives can I impact so that you too can love yourself, so that you too can overcome your insecurities and your self-doubt and start living a life that is on your terms, something that you want, not because you're selfish or because other people need to lose out because of that. No, simply because there is a light in your heart, my sister. There is a light in your heart that I want to see shared with the world, a light that nobody else can shine like you do. It's specific. It's unique. What you bring to this world is completely unique. And I believe that our gifts are godly given, if you want to call it that, you know, like from our creator, from source, consciousness, whatever you want to call it, our gifts have been given to us. So there's no need to compete because my gifts are different to yours. What's unique about me is different because it's unique. As humans, we all have very similar minds in terms of our fears and our doubts. There's patterns of behaviors that I help with my clients all the time in my courses, through my book, my speaking events, and of course, my one-on-one coaching. That all is human behavior patterns, but your essence, your truth with inside of who you are is utterly unique. And that's what I want to see bring that out to the world. So we're going to have a bit of a shorter, sharper kind of session today where I want to talk you through this because there's a lot of misconceptions. You know, you'll see out there in social media, how often do you see someone, oh my God, hashtag living my best life. And if you follow me on social media, I hope that you definitely get an idea that I will, as much as possible, show you the reality, show you the real part. If I show you a beautiful picture of me at the beach, I will also show you my face scrunched up because there's flies everywhere and the wind is bashing me in the face. Not so we can be negative about the stuff, but just so we can be realistic. Because these ideas of perfection of, oh my God, it just would be so good to just be my own boss and I would be free and everything would be amazing. I want to share a very realistic, paint a picture that's very, very realistic, not to deter you from following a life of your dreams, but to prepare you. I remember when I first became a coach back in, it was 13 years ago. So however long that ago is now. Yeah, 2010, right? When I first became a coach in 2010, my mentor at the time had said to me, to live the life of your dreams is not for the faint-hearted. And honestly, It blew my mind. It honestly, I up until that point in my life thought that people who lived a dream life just happened. It just happened, and they were lucky, and that they were, that it was easy. I genuinely believe that, and maybe you do too. And part of my work is to bring, like, just change that misconception, bring to light what is actually true about living the life of your dreams and being confident. So that rather than it be some kind of mystical, magical, mystery experience, like just to go, no, actually, everything has a price, right? Everything has a price. I want to give you some insights on how I've created this life. And as I said to you before, it's less about what I do, although I'm going to share that with you. And it's more about my mindset. It's more about what I believe and what I think, because that's the most important piece here. Because you can do all the same things. And I know I've done this lots of times in my life where I'm doing, but I'm not stopping to appreciate. I'm not stopping to enjoy. I'm not actually here. And so when we're not actually here, present in our life, we don't get to enjoy it anyway. So the thinking is really important here. I want to you if part of this episode is to help you to get a better understanding of it all, and so that you can model if you feel inclined, if you would like to live a life on your terms, you can model some of the things that I do, some of the ways that I think, some of the practices that I have. Certainly, so that you can then create that for yourself, recreate it for yourself in whatever flavor comes through for you. Yeah. If you can see the world as I do, then that's going to shift the way that you exist in your world. So you can feel more confident, more happy, and self-assured, and be successful in whatever that means for you. I do use that word a lot, success, and it gets thrown around a lot. Success to me is, are you aligned with your purpose? Are you living the life that you want to live, the way you want to live it? If that's the case, then that's success. And that's irrelevant of money, it's irrelevant of fame, it's irrelevant of notoriety, it's irrelevant of career. It doesn't matter, it's irrelevant of everything. Are you aligned with your purpose and how you want to be in this world? If you are, you are successful as far as I'm concerned. And I know that lots of us aren't. So let's lead towards that measure of success. So for years, I was a doer, right? I'm still a very good doer. I tend to execute very, very well. And I know that's not true for everybody, but I tend to be a doer. In fact, for many years in my life, I was such an overdoer that it led me to complete burnout. I go, push, hustle, drive, show up, do the thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I'm not feeling it. It doesn't matter. I just have to push beyond it all the time. Now, there is a time and a place for that. There is a time and a place where we need to be disciplined. And discipline is something that I have a lot of. Yeah. Discipline for me is to act despite how I'm feeling. But I temper that with kindness and grace these days. I never used to. If I was exhausted and my body was like, rest, go to the gym, I'm like, nope, I haven't trained 5 days this week yet. I have to go. I must. And if I rested, I'd freak out. I had to push myself so hard, and that's really changed. And I want you to understand that as well, that there is this sense of like, cool, I want to be in flow. I want to be disciplined enough to show up to the things that really matter. And I talk to my clients about this all the time when they're feeling overwhelmed. And I said, you're feeling overwhelmed with so many things to do because you are juggling balls that you can put down. There are glass balls that you have, and you need to keep those ones afloat. But if you start pulling in other balls and other people's balls, and you're trying to juggle all of those things as well, then you're going to start dropping balls that are glass. They're your priorities. They're the most important things. And you're keeping afloat things that aren't as important. So you're going to get clear on your priorities here. And you'll see that for me, I'm pretty clear. Very clear, actually, on what my priorities are. And I'm going to get to that in a little bit of while about what are my values, my guideposts, and my values. I never felt like I was enough. So I was constantly pushing and driving and pursuing and chasing, right? Always going after the next thing so that I could finally feel enough. And being able to learn how to receive, learn how to stop, learn how to be here and be in full acceptance of myself and my life is such a critical part of what I do and how I do it, because it's my state of being. And if some of you are sitting there going, well, how do I even do that? There's 158 episodes to this podcast. I have courses galore. Claim Your Confidence Level 1 and 2 will reopen again in January for enrollments if you want to really take it to the next level and learn your confidence. Of course, one-on-one coaching is available. So there is lots of stuff from free, my best-selling book, it's also on Audible, all the way through to working privately with me one-on-one. So I got you covered irrelevant of where you're at. That never enoughness led me to complete burnout. I was exhausted and unhappy, no matter the results that I got, because I was constantly feeling like nothing I ever did was enough. I was people pleasing a lot and had perfectionism. I could never complete anything because I was too afraid of what other people judged of me. I was driven by insecurity. So creating that shift in my life, we're talking probably, it's not to say that it's completely that I'm never insecure or I'm never driven by hustle. That's certainly there, but it hasn't been my primary focus for many, many, many years now. And that's really created a shift in the way that I have in my life. I've been full-time in my business now for 4 years, but I've been in my business for 13. And when I started to really slow down and really be focused on overcoming my fear and my self-doubt, that's when things really started shifting for me and my business and my life, the life that I want to live. There's a beautiful line in a song called Receive by an artist called Fia, FIA. And she says, my work is to tune myself crystal clear and receive. And ever since I heard that lyric, I've been really understanding that that is my work. My work is to tune myself, to be present in this moment. My work is to be a vessel, to be a conduit, letting you know what my thinking is around this here, right? I'm a conduit for source energy. This is what I believe. So what I'm about to share with you in terms of like my must-dos every day and my must-dos most days, I'm putting a caveat on this here because I understand that I don't have children and I don't have a partner. And I live alone. So my ability to be able to have lots of space for myself, it's actually something that I've created. All of those things that I've just said are most certainly by choice. And that's not another thing here. Like, are you clear on what you want? Are you clear on how you want your life to be? Or do you just think, I just want more time or I just want more freedom? What does that actually look like? Get really, really clear on that. Because the reason I don't have children, the reason I live alone, and the reason I'm unpartnered is because I want those things. They are very deliberate in my life. The partner piece might change in the near future. The living alone might change in the far future. I have no idea. But the no kids thing is something very, very clear within me. And who knows, it might change. I'm 40 now, so pretty unlikely. But I want you to understand that part of my psyche is understanding that I know what I want. And that's the hardest part. And you go, I don't know what I want. Figure it out. Spend time. It's probably pretty likely that you know what you don't want. Start there. Write a list of what you don't write and then write the opposites of those. Well, if I wasn't insecure, what would I have? Yeah, what would I be? If I wasn't self-doubting, I would feel confident. If I wasn't so overwhelmed, I would feel relaxed. Yeah. Start there. Know what you want. I get really clear on what I want. I have vision boards around my house. I get really crystal clear on what I want so that I can then work forward to go getting that. Actually, more accurately, so I can be divinely guided. I can be divinely guided to take the actions that I need to take, inspired action rather than just go, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. So my must-dos daily, I am, as I talk about discipline, right? I'm committed to learning Spanish and I'm committed to learning the piano. Why? I talked about this last week in terms of self-sabotage. I want to be at a part in my life, at some point in my life, where I can just fluently speak another language. I want to be able to fluently get on a piano at any point and just be able to pull out songs and to sing and accompany myself and to play beautiful pieces. I want to be able to do that. And so, considering I want that, as I said before, I'm clear on what I want, because I want that, I know what I need to do daily. And that's show up to my piano and my Spanish. And so, for the most part, it's non-negotiable. My commitment is that I will practice my Spanish on Duolingo, which is where I learn it, and practice the piano for a minimum of 10 minutes a day. Just 10 minutes. If you follow me for a while, you know that this is true for me, and I do, I show up. The only exception of that is if I'm in a meditation retreat for 10 days and I can't be on my phone, well, of course I can't practice my Spanish. If I'm away from a piano, of course I can't practice the piano. There are exceptions to the rule. I'm not going to be so obsessed where I'm like, I can't ever do a meditation retreat because I have to do my Spanish every day. No, of course not. Or I can't go away because I have to do my piano. No, there is grace in that. But if I have it available to me, I will do it. My biggest streak on Duolingo is something like 1,100 days, like 3 years. It's only the meditation retreat that's actually led me to break that streak. I'm disciplined enough to know that's what I must do every day, 10 minutes minimum. I also meditate for 5 minutes minimum. I've tried for 10. I usually do meditate for 10, maybe 20, maybe half an hour a day. But the minimum requirements is what's important here. Usually, when I play piano for 10 minutes, I want to play for half an hour, 40 minutes longer. That's usually what happens. But if I try for 40 minutes, it feels too long. So make incremental things where you can win. That's what I do. So the meditation is 5 minutes because sometimes at the end of the day when I'm really tired, 10 minutes seems just far too long. But 5 minutes, I'm like, I can do 5 minutes. Like it's just 5 minutes. Just sit down, stare at myself in the mirror for 5 minutes. It's fine. I can do that. Make them successful. That's what I do. I make them successful. On most days, I move my body. Yeah. There are times where I'll just lie on the couch the whole day because rest is important to me, which I'll get to in a second. Most days, I move my body in some way, shape, or form. Be that go for a walk, go for a swim, do a boxing class, lift heavy things. I'd like to lift heavy things. I generally like to lift heavy things twice a week minimum. Yeah. 2 or 3 times, but usually twice a week minimum. I want to go lift heavy things, i.e., do weights at the gym. Yeah. Other times, I might just swim, walk, box, dance, whatever I feel inclined towards. They're my must-dos every day and most days. I also must eat, drink plenty of water every day and eat vegetables most days. I eat vegetables usually every day, but there are times when I'm away and we're going out for breakfast and lunch, and maybe having a big plate of green veggies isn't available to me on that day. But sure enough, when I'm at home, there is. So let's have a look at my values and my guideposts. Like, what are the things that I prioritize in my life? Health is important to me. And without it, we're screwed. We don't have anything available to us. If we don't have our health, we don't have energy. So I really put that up on my top of priority list because that allows me to live the life that I want to live, right? Movement is important to me. Discipline, with gentleness, with grace. Openness is something that I believe in. Can I receive? Can I surrender to life? Can I let go? They're important values for me. Service, I want to be able to serve and give back. That's part of my values and guideposts. Nourishment and taking care of myself. Now, I say that that's not always necessarily vegetables. Sometimes it's chips and Netflix. That's nourishment. It's knowing the difference when it's punishment or nourishment. Variety is important to me. So I want adventure. I want a sense of, like, oh, I don't know what's coming. And I need certainty within myself. So I know that the discipline and my practices of discipline create anchored safety within me. I pray. My intentions are clear. I pray to Creator to help me. I rest. Rest is important to me. Dealing with my mind and my fear. I am the master of my mind. I'm the master of my fear. And that isn't always successful, but I go gentle with myself, knowing full well that I'm training myself and my mind to be the master of that. And I am an epic communicator with myself. I believe in having a really heartfelt, beautiful, honest, open, authentic relationship with me, first and foremost, so that then I can have that with others. I meditate. I believe in balance, kindness, slowness, and gentleness. and I deal with my emotions. I also understand that I'm freaking human, so I'm not perfect, right? So I play, probably not enough, to be honest. I'm quite self-aware and I can take myself quite seriously. So if I were to give you anything and made myself some advice on that, is to be more playful. Let my hair down a little bit more. Go have more joy in my life, which I'm better and better at than I've ever been. When I come from a history of low self-esteem and insecurity, of push, 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 I need to remind myself. And everything that I'm teaching you here about me is me reminding myself. I'm regularly reminding myself of all these things that I'm teaching. They're daily practices for me. I could go on for forever about the way that I exist. If you ever want to have a conversation with me, if there's any, you want pick my brain around this, get in touch. Send me a voice note. Send me an email. loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au. You can often see the way that I think through my Q&As in my courses and whatnot. In my courses, I will always do live Q&As, and it gives an opportunity for anybody to pick my brain. You get to come and just be like, what do you do about this? And what about this? And I will full and wholeheartedly explain to you what I do and why I do it. Not because I'm the guru, but because I'm living a life on my terms that I love. From a practical point of view, I wake up slow. Generally, I sleep with the blinds open so that the sun pours in and wakes me up. I'm privileged enough to not have to wake up to an alarm anymore. I'll go sit outside with a cup of tea and on my own, try not to go on my phone for at least the first half an hour or hour after I wake up. I work from home. I move my body. My rest and relaxation time is usually reading books. No judgment if you want to watch TV. I find TV boring. Even Netflix, I find it quite boring, but I love to read, and I read novels. 50 Shades of Grey, I just read recently. Oh my God, hot, hot. Love that. So I relax. I enjoy, like the key is here is to enjoy our lives. And be courageous enough to take the steps. You'll notice here that there is discipline. I'm disciplined towards the thing. I know exactly what I want. I'm disciplined towards getting there. I let go of the outcome and receive, in a nutshell. I trust this episode has been a different change of pace for you. I'd love to know your thoughts. Send me a message. If you want to join my mailing list and get a free ebook, The 5 Elements of Self-Love Awakening, head to www.moreconfidence.com.au. And the best that you can do for me, if you so feel so inclined to get this message out there, is to share this episode with someone that you love. I love you, and I hope that you love you too. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.